Psalm 99, The Mercy Seat Trembles. After the dancing rivers of Psalm 98, Psalm 99 does something startling. It puts trembling back into worship. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. New International Version. Biblical praise is not cheerful noise floating above reality. It is joy under weight. The Holy One in the midst. The Lord reigns is followed by a strange image. He is enthroned between the cherubim. Western readers often imagine cherubim as soft, childlike angels. In scripture, they are nothing of the kind. They are fierce throne guardians, and archaeology from Assyria and Phoenicia shows similar winged guardians placed in royal spaces. But Israel's faith makes a radical move. The guardians are present, yet no idol sits there. The invisible Lord alone reigns. And these cherubim are not only royal symbols, they also echo Eden. After the fall, cherubim guarded the way back to the Tree of Life, Genesis 3:24. Later, cherubim overshadowed the Ark's cover, the mercy seat, where atoning blood was sprinkled. So Psalm 99 quietly announces a wonder. The God whose holiness barred the way back to Eden has chosen to dwell at the very place where mercy is given. His holiness is not less severe than we think. It is more severe and more gracious. Holiness is public. Verse 4 is one of the most politically charged lines in the Psalms. The mighty king loves justice. New International Version. Human kings usually love power and use justice when it serves them. But here, strength itself loves what is right. The Hebrew word behind equity suggests straightness, levelness, what is not warped or tilted. That means holiness is not merely private cleanliness. It is the straightening of crooked things, courts, scales, speech, treatment of the weak. Psalm 99 will not let us keep holiness in the prayer closet while injustice rules the street. Forgiveness without indulgence. Then come the names. Moses, Aaron, and Samuel. Prophet, priest, and judge. These were not ornamental saints. They were men who stood in the breach when God's people were near disaster. They called on the Lord and he answered them. New International Version. The God who makes the earth quake also listens to human voices. But verse 8 may be the deepest line in the psalm, God was forgiving, though you punished their misdeeds. New International Version. Calvin saw the point clearly. God's pardon is never permission. He forgives the sinner, yet still opposes the sin that would ruin him. Even Moses and Aaron were not spared discipline. Grace is not God deciding holiness no longer matters. Grace is holy love refusing to leave us false. Three times the psalm says, holy is he. Not only after thunder, but after justice, prayer, forgiveness, and correction. That is the mystery. Holiness is the blazing unity of all God's ways. In Christ, the true mediator, we come nearer than Moses did, yet never casually. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 25:18-22, Leviticus 16:14-16, 4 Samuel 7:5-9, Isaiah 6:1-3, Hebrews 4:14-16, Hebrews 12:28-29. Him, let all mortal flesh keep silence. Prayer. Holy Lord, teach us to worship with gladness and trembling. Straighten what is crooked in us, forgive what is sinful in us, and do not spare the work that makes us true. Through Jesus Christ, our greater priest and mediator, bring us near to your holy presence. Amen.